now.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. We need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
For some reason, cool bars in Hollywood have to be hard to find and have no sign.
This is the Cocktail Nation.
Another edition of the Lounge and Exotica podcast. I've had a terrible week, unbelievable week. It started off, I was shaving with my electric razor, and would you believe it, I cut myself. I mean, how bad is that? That's quite ridiculous. Then I ended up in a nightclub the night afterwards. It was a terrible nightclub. They actually had bouncers outside throwing people in. But some new music and some news from Mr. Ho. Our look at the world of swank coming up and our segment Ask Coop. Going to be talking about kids, beer bottles and parks and shocking behaviour. What's going on there? Details on that soon. Meantime, let's get into the music. And this is a video that you need to check out on YouTube. I found it via Retrospect magazine online. And it's Wonderwall, the old Oasis song, performed by the Mike Flowers Pops, Wonderwall, on the Cocktail Nation.
Happy, the word on the street, that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it before, but you've never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead us there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my Wonderwall. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you. And all the roads that lead you there are winding, and all the lights that light the way are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. And baby, are you gonna be the one that saves me? And after all, you're my Wonderwall.
The Cocktail Nation, thanks to Tiki Shark. Watch your water.
Watch your water.
Thank you.
Chihuahua. Chihuahua.
Cocktail Nation with Cal Jada there and Soul Source.
Look up Lounge Lothario in the dictionary, and you'll find a picture of Coop smiling.
Cocktail Nation, bringing the world of swank to your lounge room.
Thank you.
Cocktail Nation for Tiki Shark, Combustible Edison and Dior. This is Coop Cooper. Great to have you along tonight. And Mr. Ho sent me a message. This time he sent me a wonderful song. This is one that we're going to play in just a moment. It's called The Breeze and I, Andalusia. It's from the forthcoming CD, which is coming out around fall, winter, they're hoping. The Unforgettable Sounds of Esquivel. It's part of a new series of records called Exotic for Modern Living. The Exotica Quartet record for the series is going to be coming out next year, and it's called Third River Rangoon. Produced by Brother Cleve, Mr. Ho, artwork by Xavier Garcia. The backstory on the track, he tells me it was the first tune that he ever transcribed back in 2005, and was also the winning tune in one of their Facebook competitions, and the winning fan got to pick a tune to be included on the album, and this tune was one that was picked by more contestants live on the website. They're mixing the Esquivel album this weekend. If you'd like to check out spaceagebigband.com, and I believe fans of the Cocktail Nation can actually get this track free in exchange for signing up to the newsletter. Here it is, Mr. Ho's Orchestrotica and The Breeze and I on the Cocktail Nation.
From Tiki Joe's Ocean, you are listening to a new track for my new album, Under the Midnight Sun, here on Cocktail Nation.
Coop Cooper. We know he's a former spy because the CIA denies knowledge of him. So that's got to be right, I guess.
The Cocktail Nation with Coop Cooper broadcasting from Sydney's penthouse as the weather is starting to warm up here, finally. I've been able to cruise around in the Valiant with the windows down, finally. and not freeze. It's been so cold the winter, but it's pretty much all over. Walk the Plank and Salsa Rojo, Tiki Joe's Ocean and Hawaii Blue from the Under the Midnight Sun album, which just came out recently. Some news from Rowan over at KellisNavigator.com. He's got another batch of the Hawaiian home videos on eBay. And I tell you what, these are fantastic. Rowan sent one to me ages ago, and this is how we managed to get in contact. If you're feeling a little bit maybe stuck in the doldrums, perhaps if the weather's not so great, roll this one. I sometimes want to roll it 24 hours, 7 days a week, because it just gives you that nice Hawaiian feel. It's a great one. You can perhaps have it on in your party on the big screen, and it looks just superb. Hawaiian home videos, and you can check it out on eBay. Meantime, our segment, Ask Coop, and this one is from Ben in Georgia, who writes, Dear Coop, well, on a family holiday at the beach, we had a barbecue in the park. When we sat down to dinner, we realized we'd forgotten drinks for the kids. Rather than go back to the holiday house and get them, we filled our empty beer bottles with water and gave them to the kids. We got disapproving looks from passers-by, but it was only water. Was what we did wrong? Well, what a happy feel-good family scene this conjures up. Mum and Dad, the kids having a barbecue by the beach, eating and laughing and chatting away, and the kids swinging away on long-necked bottles of beer between each mouthful. One of the older kids being more responsible and sipping politely from a bottle of Cascade Premium Light. And after dinner, maybe Mum gives the kids some lolly treats, handing out some musk sticks stuffed inside empty packets of Benson and Hedges cigarettes. See, this is what passerbys are seeing. They don't know that your kids are actually drinking water from those beer bottles, so it's a bit of a confronting image for them. So really, you should have done something to make it look less disturbing. You could have peeled off the beer labels so they just had brown bottles. Or perhaps hidden the bottles inside paper bags. Though that might have made things look a little bit worse. A smarter idea would have been to make the long walk back to your holiday home and get the proper cups. Not just because of those judgmental glares of passers-bys. You run the risk of perhaps the next family barbecue. You might find that everybody's sitting around the table eating, laughing and chatting. You might find that the kids are actually swinging on bottles of real beer tucked away inside their plush Dora the Explorer stubby holders. I hope that helps. If you have a problem, email thecocktailnation@gmail.com. Right now, Earl Hagen and I Spy. We'll be right back.
to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books. Well, I have a trick with a knife that I'm learning to do. But everything I've got belongs to you. I have a powerful anesthesia in my fist. I got the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist. Well, I've a hammerlock hold, and I've mastered a few. But everything I've got belongs to you. Share for share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not just for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. Well, I've a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got belongs to you. Share, share alike. You get struck each time I strike. Me for you, you for me. I'll give you plenty of nothing. I'm not good for better, but for worse. And I've learned to give that well-known witch's curse. I have a terrible tongue and a temper for two. But everything I've got, ooh, it's not a lot. But everything I've got belongs to you.
He makes Don Draper seem like a choir boy. The Cocktail Nation.
Nude on a swing in Swan Devil's Hill. Nude on a swing, Venus Borrego. She ain't the new valley, her purity to sneeze. The veil of her room as a tear from her tattoo of linen that bleeds. Nude on a swing, pearls escalada. She's a nude on a swing, your heart's wreathed by her garter. And her tresses fell, violin, raven, tendrils, no rain in orbus, in stigmata, a crazy vingloria, and dry the smell, come through her red velvet lips, come through her red velvet lips. 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 Data. Just a nude on a swing and Swan Devil's halo. A nude on a swing, Venus Borrego.
seems. Raise the veil of her voodoo, a tear from her tattoo of Lilith that bleeds. Come through her and violet lips. Come through her and violet lips. Come through her and violet lips. A necromantic kiss. Come through her at Bellin. Come through her at Bellin.
Cocktail Nation with Jimmy Vargas and Nude on a Swing. Annie Ross before that, Everything I've Got. I must say a big hello to a new listener to the Cocktail Nation who just emailed me the other day, James Emery in Toronto. Thanks for listening, man, and thanks so much for your email. Also, a big hello to a buddy of mine, Jason Murdick, who has hurt his arm. He broke his arm just the other day, and the poor guy went to a doctor. And he said, "Doctor, look, I've broken my arm in several places." And his smart aleck doctor said, "Well, perhaps you should stop going to those places." Coming up, we've got to look at the cool blogs across the world in our Cocktail Nation blogosphere. Meantime, Tiki Arky Orchestra.
Cocktail Nation's Coop Cooper. So far out, he's on his way back.
Astro Gilberto and Goodbye Sadness on the Cocktail Nation. John Barry with a bit of a different track for him, normally known for his spy stuff, but this one is called Lovers, more of a beautiful music instrumental type song. But I do dig it.
This is Deep Space Mission 9. We're now entering the blogosphere of the Cocktail Nation.
Mr. Duke Normando sent this one to me. He's in Sydney. Good to have you along, Duke. And this blog is tikiarchitecture.blogspot.com. This is superb, I tell you what. Full history of Tiki architecture. Very, very nice blog. Check that one out. And one that I've just found the other day, which has just amazed me. It's called whatwouldDonDraperDo.tumblr.com. And it's a whole bunch of questions to the fictional character that is Don Draper from Mad Men. So what would Don DraperDo.tumblr.com. If you're ever thinking to yourself, I'm in a sticky situation. Now, what would Don Draper do? Well, here's your answer. And the other one that we mentioned too from Duke, TikiArchitecture.blogspot.com. Thanks for sending that one in, Duke. If you have a blog that you'd like me to review, it could be yours, or perhaps one that you just love following. And so many of us read blogs these days. Make sure you do email thecocktailnation@gmail.com and we'll throw it into the Cocktail Nation blogosphere. Beautiful song by Tony Bennett that I'm going to leave you with tonight. It's called How Insensitive. Join me next week for the Cocktail Nation. Stay happy.
How insensitive I must have seemed when she told me that she loved me. How unmoved and cold I must have seemed when she told me so sincerely. Why she must have asked, did I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to say? What can you say when a love affair is over? I'm alone with the memory of her last look, vague and drawn and sad. I see it still, all her heartbreak in that last look. How she must have asked, could I just turn and stare in icy silence? What was I to do? What can one do when a love affair is over?
The Cocktail Nation on WXLV, Schnecksville, Pennsylvania. VX.